The Pauper and the Omniscient Sage. Instructive stories from the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A very poor householder Brahmana had to maintain a large number of children. The Brahmana was almost a pauper and he lamented his prolonged poverty. The local people never cared to help him, but used to ridicule him in many ways, saying, "We should not care for this Brahmana. Actually, he possesses huge wealth and pretends to be a pauper with a motive to misappropriate money from others." "Oh, what a misfortune I have. I don't even get a slightest sympathy from anybody." It just so happened that an omniscient saintly person once came to the Brahmana and listened to his problems. The saintly person was in fact an omniscient sage and told the Brahmana, "O Brahmana, you are lamenting unreasonably without knowing that your father had actually left for you a mass of wealth. Look out for that treasure and you will find it buried somewhere in your own courtyard. Let me start digging and search my wealth so that I will be relieved of my miseries." He started digging on a place on the southern side. "O Brahmana, you must be aware that there you will find something more dangerous than the hornet." Then he started digging the north side. The omniscient sage warned him, saying, "On that north side, there lives a snake, and it will surely devour you. Then there will be no chance of getting the treasure." Then the Brahmana turned to the west side and just started digging in search of the hidden treasure. The enlightened sage advised him, saying, "O Brahmana, you must be even more careful now. Here a ghost is staying appointed to guard your father's hidden treasure. He will kill you." Now the Brahmana came to his wit's end and entreated the sage. "O master, you too are mocking me. As you may know, I am a completely dejected pauper. Please don't harass me like this anymore." The kind-hearted sage told him at last, "Don't get impatient. You should know very well that there must be a lot of hindrances before arriving at the ultimate goal. Your father had possessed great intelligence and so he buried the treasure on the east side, while keeping several unusual sentries on all other sides for protecting the wealth. Have a little more patience and just start digging at the east side of your courtyard, where you will reach the fortune." The Brahmana was encouraged to dig on the east side as advised. He got the hidden treasure in no time. Thereafter, he was wealthy for the rest of his life. Purport. Narrated by Sri Chaitanya Dev, this story confirms that our Supreme Father has left enough hidden treasure for us and our spiritual master comes into our life to lead us perfectly to obtain that treasure. But we should be very careful to avoid going in the wrong directions. In case our efforts are directed towards fruitive activities with a material motive, then we suffer from unending desires. On the other hand, if we are inclined to renounce everything, then it will be suicidal in the field of the transcendental way of living. And at the last, if we are interested in the yogic practice, it will simply pollute our spiritual lives. So the best method is to take up the devotional aspect of living, which surely helps us in achieving the real wealth without any danger.